The Voice of America presents Jazz Club, USA. The Voice of America presents a new series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. And here's your commentator and host, the well-known jazz critic and composer, Leonard Feather.
Greetings and modulations, everybody. This is Leonard Feather in New York, inviting you once again to lend an ear to another parade of musical talent that can be found anytime on the premises of Jazz Club USA. You know, there's been a lot of talk in American jazz circles lately about the use of strings as backgrounds for some of the great instrumental solos. For today's session of Jazz Club USA, we'd like to make a little roundup to show you what's been happening in this direction during the past few months. But first, by way of historical background, how about a reminder of the man who started this whole thing? Right at the beginning of the swing era, as far back as 1935, one of the first swing concerts was presented at the Imperial Theater in New York. For that occasion, a young clarinetist named Artie Shaw thought it would be a good idea to feature his solo work with a background consisting of a string quartet and a rhythm section. Well, the idea was so well received that a few weeks later, Artie Shaw added a brass section, plus Tony Pastor on tenor sax, and he went on tour with this group, the first orchestra ever to feature swing with strings. And here's how it sounded. It's Artie Shaw playing Edgar Sampson's arrangement of My Blue Heaven. Quite a lot of other experiments with strings in jazz, of course, since that Artie Shaw record was made. As an example of how flexible this idea can be, I'd like to play a very unusual record made 3 or 4 years ago by Duke Ellington. It features the baritone saxophone of Harry Carney with a background composed of 5 strings and the Ellington rhythm section with Billy Strayhorn on piano. I think you'll agree that it would be interesting to hear some more Ellington experiments with strings after you've heard this fine recording of one of the Duke's original compositions, Frustration. Thank you. The strings are not always used in jazz simply as a section or for background work. In fact, the man who played bass on that last number, Oscar Pettiford, recently made a very interesting contribution in the way of new sounds when he took up the cello, playing it pizzicato in the manner of the jazz bass. And with the help of Duke Ellington at the piano, plus Lloyd Trotman on bass and that great drummer Joe Jones, here's what Oscar did with a number that has become a standard jazz favorite since Duke originally recorded it in the early 1940s. Oscar Pettiford on the cello and Perdido.
Thank you.
Some of the most effective examples of the use of strings in jazz have occurred in backgrounds to vocal performances. I'm particularly fond of this next record, made last year, because it has an unusual combination of a great singer, Billie Holiday, a band with a Dixieland sort of sound, plus a string section. And it's called Somebody's On My Mind.
Somebody's on my mind, like an old sweet song, the lasting kind. Somebody's on my mind, so I'm walking on clouds, all civilized to dream my dream. Could be my mistake, but I'd rather be wrong and sleep right along than wait. Love me. That it has this affair, my real romance. That's why you'll find somebody's on my mind. But I'd rather be wrong and sleep right along than wait. Love may be blind, I'll take my chance that it cares this affair, my real romance. That's why you'll find somebody's on my mind.
Some of the greatest arrangers in modern jazz have worked with strings and made very effective use of them. One of the most talented is Neil Hefti, whom you may remember as a trumpeter and arranger who's been with Woody Herman and Charlie Barnett and a lot of other bands. For this next number, Neil assembled a large orchestra featuring strings, brass, and several saxophones. While he was making the record, which incidentally was recorded in Carnegie Hall, the great alto saxophonist Charlie Parker happened to wander into the studio. And on the spur of the moment, Neil suggested to Charlie that he might take part very effectively in this performance. And this was the very happy result. Charlie Parker with Neil Hefti's orchestra playing Repetition.
Thank you.
Well, of course, since that record was made, Charlie Parker has gone on to great success with his own string ensemble. The other acknowledged king of bebop, Dizzy Gillespie, has also come out more recently with an album of very unusual records featuring strings and woodwinds. The arranger, a brilliant young writer in Hollywood named Johnny Richards, wrote all of these. Gillespie's trumpet blends in, I think, very beautifully with some fine writing here, and one of the results, one of the best sides in the whole album, is this unique performance of Lullaby of the Leaves. Now, most of the records we've played have featured the string sections doing largely background work or sustained chords behind a solo horn. But just to show you that the strings themselves can be used to play modern jazz phrases, here's a record on which the string section actually introduces the theme. The number is Miles Davis's composition, Half Nelson, and the group was assembled by Joe Roland, a new soloist on the vibraharp who looks to us like a future star. He calls the group the Roland Symphonette, and here they are with Half Nelson. Thank you. Probably the most ambitious of all efforts to incorporate strings into jazz was made a year ago by Stan Kenton when he organized a 40-piece organization for a concert tour. Stan not only has the biggest string section, but also the most elaborate orchestrations. In this type of arranging, his jazz instrumentalists become soloists only occasionally. One of the better products of the Kenton experiments is a number written and arranged by Shorty Rogers, which features Kenton's alto sax man, Art Pepper. And that, incidentally, is the title of the number. They just call it Art Pepper. This cross-section of what some of the jazz stars have been doing with strings has given you some new perspectives and maybe some food for argument. But now it's time to close today's session of Jazz Club USA. We'd be very interested to hear your opinion on the use of strings in jazz, as well as your requests for any particular artists or styles that you would like us to feature on this series. Just write to Jazz Club USA, Voice of America, New York 19. This is your host, Leonard Feather, wishing you the best of tempos until next week.
Jazz Club USA is a feature presentation of The Voice of America.